Welcome to Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, where the discussion will be about issues that affect people on a daily basis. Life's Issues is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Lloyd Rosen.
Happy Friday to everybody, and welcome to the Friday before Memorial Day here in the New York, New Jersey area where I broadcast from. Another week of great shows that we're going to have for you. We have, it's two different segments, but it's three different guests. So I'm looking forward to getting into it this week and discussing the topics with them. If you'd like to join us, and I wish that you would, you can dial 347-989-1363. Press the number 1. It'll put you in the queue if you have a question. If not, you can just listen to the show there if you'd like. If you're a social person, you can definitely find us on Facebook at Tough Talk Radio Network and Lloyd S. Rosen. You can email me a question at Bowler, B-O-W-L-E-R-900 at sbcglobal.net, and I'll get back to you with the answer to your question as fast as I can. It probably would be after we're off the air, but I'll definitely do that for you. Anybody who has a book or has a topic that they want to get out the information on, you can definitely go to Life Issues with Lloyd Rosen. You can click on the Register to be a Guest tab and sign up to be a guest, and we'll put you on the schedule to be on our show and get the word out for whatever topic or book that you have. You can also listen to the show there, or you can contact me through lifeissueswithlloydrosen.com. You can also go to www.toughtalkradionetwork.com to learn all about the other shows, and we have a number of shows. A couple of them are new, and we have a number of new ones that we'd like to get started. So we're definitely growing here at toughtalkradionetwork.com. You can download our shows at iTunes. You can definitely record them. Listen to them over and over and over again. If you end up having questions, you can email me at my email address, and I'll be more than happy to get back to you on the questions. As far as Memorial Day weekend is concerned, we're here. It's going to be a great weekend to have barbecues, spend time with family, friends, and honor the veterans that fought and made us free today. So, for the show today, I'd like to discuss a matter that is close to my heart, like most things that I talk about on the show. But my guests today are going to be coaches, and they're called the possibility coaches. I would call them life coaches as well. We're going to be talking a lot about forgiveness, and I always feel that this world is way too short in terms of living it. People who go in 90 years are gone a lot longer than 90 years. So the 90 years just goes like the wind. And we need to learn as human beings to forgive, not necessarily forget. I'm not saying forget, because you always need to remember what happened just in case it happens again. But you should forgive the people. I can tell you stories upon stories. My ex-wife, for example, I had a relationship with a gal in high school. We met. We've been friends ever since. There was a period where we did not talk for 4 years. And my wife said, I wouldn't talk to her ever again because of what she did to you. And I decided to call her one day, and we started talking again. We've been friends again ever since. Life is too short to let go of a relationship that is 40-plus years old. I don't care who you are. I believe you should be friends with people. It's not a question of what they can do for you. It's just a question of why did they come into your life to begin with, and why should they still be in your life? We'll be talking a lot with our two guests as soon as I bring them on. But I just wanted to touch base with that because I wanted to give a little insight into my guests and what they do. And they teach individuals and couples to create healthier relationships and lives. And so we're going to take a commercial break right here, and I'm going to come back and introduce my guests and have a good conversation with them about issues that everybody can learn from and use in their everyday life. We'll be right back.
Are you a sales professional stuck in a rut? Are you a sales manager trying to direct women in your company? In her book, Selling in a Skirt, Judy Hoberman offers invaluable and proven insights into how gender differences can affect sales outcomes and the tools and strategies to drive real results in today's marketplace. Judy offers a suite of workshops, seminars, and coaching programs that complement her highly successful book. Her 30 years in sales have given her both the knowledge and a sense of humor about the gender differences that we should all understand and embrace instead of feeling unable to communicate. Judy's humorous stories about how men and women sell, manage, recruit, and supervise differently will enlighten you in learning how both genders can support each other's successes in a more productive way. Find out more by going to sellinginaskirt.com.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Welcome back to Life's Issues this week on a Friday before Memorial Day. My first guests are a pair, and I didn't ask them, but I would assume they have to go together, like Tom and Jerry. They are called the Possibility Coaches. They are master coaches with expertise in the areas of relationships, divorce, and life challenges and transitions. Going beyond traditional coaching, they guided hundreds of individuals and couples since 2002, which is a good 12 years, to create healthier relationships and lives. Their teachings demonstrate to clients how to gain a new perspective towards relationships and life by learning a new way of thinking and feeling. And we'll get a little bit into that because I know that if someone wants to learn or change, they have to be willing to want to do that. They walk their talk when it comes to modeling healthy relationships and lifestyles. They've been in partnership both personally and professionally for over 25 years. And as spiritual teachers, they provide a unique insight that gives clients the capability to establish a healthier reconnection of mind, body, and spirit, which I believe all three have to come together. And they are diplomats for inner peace. Let me introduce first John Satin and second Chris Pate. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hi, Lloyd. This is John. Thank you.
Hey, Lloyd. It's Chris. Thank you. Great to be here today.
Oh, it's great to have you guys talking with me because the topic that you bring to the table is so important because in today's society, I feel that society itself has caused us to become frazzled and stressed out so badly that we need to change ourselves and we need more of people like you. So let me get right into it. As I said in your introduction, you have to personally want to change a new way of thinking and feeling. So people have to want to. Same thing with forgiveness. People have to want to forgive. Why is it so difficult just to give in, admit that you're the bigger person and forgive the person who hurt you?
Yeah, well, the reason it's so difficult, many times people have a misperception about forgiveness, and people believe many times that forgiveness is condoning somebody else's behavior, or forgiveness is something you do for the other person. And that's not the case. Forgiveness is something you do for yourself so that you can get unstuck and move on in your life and not carry that burden of the past with you any longer.
What are some of the myths regarding forgiveness?
Well, like Chris said, one of them is condoning another person's behavior and actions, and the other myth is the belief that you're doing it for the other person. And
yeah.
Another myth, Lloyd, is that it's a perception from people that if I forgive, I put myself in a weakened position and keep myself vulnerable to being victimized in other circumstances or similar circumstances in the future. And these are totally untrue. In fact, the opposite is true.
And also, Lloyd, you had mentioned one of the myths, which is that forgiveness is not about forgetting, and forgiveness is also not about reconciliation. So if you forgive somebody else, it doesn't mean you're going to go out and have to have coffee with them the next morning. Again, forgiveness is something that you do to yourself. The person that you may need to forgive may not even be alive. So when you forgive, it's a bit of a, you know, it's a shift of energy that you're holding, and you want to release that energy.
Absolutely. Now, here you're saying that forgiveness or forgiving somebody might seem as a sign of weakness. My question is, why do we have so many terms in the English language that are come across as negative, weakness, and yet they're very strong words and very strong things that we should encompass and use in our everyday life, such as forgiveness, such as, you know, like a man crying is considered a sign of weakness, which it's not. And I know talking with people, you know, they say suicide is a sign of weakness, where it's actually a sign of strength that you can actually take yourself to that point of doing that to yourself. Why is that in society today?
It's all rooted, Lloyd, and it just didn't start yesterday. This goes back thousands of years. It's rooted in social conditioning and people wanting to control other people and people looking to be in power. So at some point in time along the way, someone decided that this is a position of weakness, and forgiveness was decided as a position of weakness. And it's really a distortion, because whether you're a religious person, spiritual person, or an atheist, all writings historically point to forgiveness as the greatest gift you can give yourself and to another person.
And yeah, I'd like to add that too. And John just briefly mentioned that I believe self-forgiveness is extremely powerful too, because it's not only so much about forgiving somebody else that you feel wronged you, but it's also forgiving yourself for any perceived mistakes that you made in the past or any wrong decisions that you made. But mainly and most significantly, the power of self-forgiveness comes into forgiving yourself for being so hard on yourself all these years.
And that's an issue that is close to me in terms of being hard on yourself, because when it comes to life in general, the hardest person on me is myself, no matter how much my father pushed me, no matter how hard my wives pushed me, I was always the hardest person on myself. And I've had people tell me, don't be so hard on yourself. It's okay. You know, you'll learn from it and you'll go on from that. Isn't a person who is absolutely unforgiving really projecting their hatred and anger towards themselves onto other people? I know from personal experiences, when I was angry at myself, I would point that at other people and make them just as miserable as I was.
And that's very true, Lloyd. I mean, anything that we project as human beings is simply an outpicturing or an outpouring of how we feel about ourselves. So if you don't love yourself, the fact is that you can't give love. If you're down on yourself and you hate yourself and you feel that the world is against you, there's a strong likelihood that you're going to be against the world.
I agree with that too, because, you know, we tend to attract people into our lives, whether, you know, it's parents, children, spouses, partners, bosses, teachers. We attract people into our lives for the reason of what we need to learn and what lessons we need to learn in life. So at every point in our life, you know, people are reflecting back to us where we need to grow and where we need to learn. And I see John and I, both of us, see that a lot when we do relationship coaching is, you know, both, you know, spouses or partners, husbands, wives, whatever, they're pointing the finger at each other, but really they're reflecting back to each other where each of them need to learn to how to grow and how to heal. So that's why, you know, a lot of times it is about mirroring back or projecting our own hurts onto other people.
Okay. I'm going to change gears on you guys a little bit here. And it's very interesting to me how you guys are the possibility coaches and how you've coached so many people and helped so many people turn their lives around. For my listeners to get a better idea, because I know there's probably people out there listening to us and they're saying, well, what makes those guys such experts on forgiveness and changing your life to a better way? Give me a little insight, and my listeners a little insight into what caused you to delve into this field.
We delved in because we each had our own personal crisis in our own lives, and every day we have a choice to decide to go left or go right. And after going left for 40 years, and I was getting the same results day in and day out, you know, which is the definition of insanity, I decided to go right on the path. And going right on the path required me to take a long look in the mirror at the person reflecting back to me and realize that I was not living the life I was intended to live. With that said, I began a journey that started over 15 years ago, and this required a willingness on my part to transform from the inside out. In other words, I gave up the need to be a victim, and I gave up the need to make others responsible for my happiness. And those are the two key aspects that I changed in my life, Lloyd, that brought me to this point today.
And I would also like to add to that, for many years, just a little bit of background, for many years, John and I were sales directors, and we had a large sales team, and we were training our sales team about sales. But we found that a lot of the issues that were affecting their sales performance were really personal issues. So more and more of our sales team were coming to us for other issues, such as self-esteem issues, a fear of success, fear of failure, relationship issues. And after coaching our team for many years, we realized that everything in life really boils down to relationships. Everything in life that we do is in some type of relationship. And after, you know, training for over 12 years and coaching for over 12 years, we've really honed the skill, and we can, John and I, learn how to listen below the surface so we really get to the core issues of what's really going on in your life.
And listening to John's story reminded me a lot of myself, because I suffered with depression for 36 years, and I always felt sorry for myself and felt sorry for the life that I was living. And when I got healthy, I finally realized that how I feel after I got healthy was the way you should be feeling. I'm going to change my whole life around. And that's why one of the reasons I do the radio show, I'm not afraid to talk about my past. I'm not afraid to talk about the issues, because I believe that they're going to help people if they hear the story. So my life is a lot like yours. In fact, decided I needed to go right instead of left. So kudos to both of you for stepping outside the box and taking charge of your own personal lives and then being able to help other people's, because that's important. Everybody is not as strong as, say, we, and may need help from people like you guys and me.
Right. Lloyd, I'd like to say what's essential for everyone if you want to create positive change in your life is consider, if you don't believe me when I say this, consider this today and carry it with you for a while if you need to. Consider that we each create our own reality. So that means if we create our reality, we're responsible for our reality. And if we're responsible for our reality, that means through the power of choice, in any given moment, in any day, we can change our reality. And that's what Chris and I are about. We assist people to create their new reality. And we do that by creating solutions. And Chris and I don't create the solutions. Chris and I ask the essential questions so you can come up with the solutions. Because I truly believe, and I know I can speak for Chris, that everyone has the answers they need. They just need to realign themselves and shift their perception on how they see themselves in the world.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. I had a quick little story. I had a next-door neighbor of mine. He was in his early 60s when I knew him, and he was a Vietnam veteran. He had been over there in Vietnam. He was what they call a Sea Wolf, flew helicopter protection for the SEALs on the ground. He was shot in the leg, lost his leg, lived with a stomach for 40 years, never went to the doctor, lived in the house, never went out, blah, blah, blah. Make a long story short, he ended up with colon cancer and dying within a month of getting diagnosed with the colon cancer. So you are absolutely right on 110%. Everybody as a human being has the power to choose. The question is whether you're going to choose the positive and the right way or the negative and the wrong way. And people who continue to choose the correct way in the positive way tend to have a much better life, I would say.
Absolutely, absolutely. And yeah. You know, we've talked earlier about the power of forgiveness, and you talked about a neighbor that you had, you know, that died and closed himself off from the world. Forgiveness also has so many other benefits, and one of them is a health benefit. It heals you not only emotionally and spiritually, but physically. So many ailments, and science is beginning to show this more and more through research, that so many of the ailments of our society are from repressed and suppressed emotions that we hold within ourselves for a lifetime. And cancer and heart disease are two prime examples.
Mm-hmm. And so let's take it a step further. You just explained how being forgiven or forgiving somebody helps you physically as well as mentally and emotionally in all types of way, that the exact opposite could happen if you don't forgive somebody.
Right, exactly. Because when you don't forgive somebody, well, you don't forgive a whole series of people or a whole series of events in your life. If you're harboring all of that ill will, it's affecting every cell in your body. It's as if all of those resentments and regrets and all of that anger is eating away and harming every cell in your body. So when you learn to get to a point to forgive others and forgive yourself, it is freeing up that energy in your body so that your body has room or, you know, has the ability to heal itself rather than being stuck in all of that anger and lack of forgiveness. So when you do forgive, it is setting yourself free. And again, you don't even need to speak to the other person to forgive them. You could forgive them in your own mind, in your own way, and in your own heart without them even knowing about it.
Here's a question I'm just sitting here thinking about while you're explaining that. Let's say someone does something to you. You forgive them for what they did. Let's say that person isn't sorry for doing what they did to you. How do you handle that?
I personally accept it. And the reason why I accept it is because if they are not sorry for what they did, they're holding a certain emotion within themselves. They're not giving it to me. I'm not accepting it. The fact that he or she is not sorry means that they're holding it within themselves. And it's still going to, I believe, it's still going to adversely affect them, because it's still a repressed or suppressed emotion that they refuse to look at, and they refuse to take responsibility for their action. So I'm okay with that.
So you move on.
Yeah, it's also a matter of giving up your right to be right. Mm-hmm. And if they want to be right by not saying they're sorry, then let them be right. I would rather let them be right and then let myself be free of that.
And that's where I was going with that. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't make a difference how they, you've already forgiven them with your life and you accepted whatever is going on. You've already moved on to the next issue in your life.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And Chris brought up a really important point that's, you know, linked to forgiveness is this whole notion, Lloyd, of the right to be right. The right to be right is probably the most debilitating activity we participate in terms of our physical and emotional well-being. It's absolutely exhausting. And one of the things that Chris and I pride ourselves on in assisting people is to give that up, is to relinquish the right to be right. And when you give it up, like Chris said, it is probably the most liberating of all acts that you can do for yourself.
And I will second that. I will tell my audience that you are 100% correct, because when I was a young teenager, I was a typical teenager, 20-year-old, I thought I was right, and I had to be right, and my parents were totally wrong. And over years of growing up, I have given up the right to be right, and I don't care whether I'm right or not. It's not that important in the large scheme of things. So, and like you said earlier, you feel better, you feel healthier, and you move on with life and don't hold grudges. So,
yeah, it's interesting. John and I host a monthly teleseminar called the Forgiveness Project, and that's at forgivenessteam.com. And we interview people all around the world, mainly about their own act of forgiveness. And it's amazing, some of the guests we have on the Forgiveness Project, they'll talk about forgiving their rapist. They'll talk about forgiving the man that murdered their mother. They'll talk about forgiveness and divorce. So many times when we feel we've been wronged and that we cannot forgive, there are so many people, real life people, that have been harmed and hurt in so many major ways that have found it in their hearts to forgive and to move on. So if you're in a place where you may feel you can't forgive, it's really great to listen to some of these guests, because if they can do it and they can forgive, you can forgive too.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. So we're running short of time here, and we're going to need to go to a break shortly. But let me have one of you give the information to my guests, to my audience, as far as where they can reach you and the website and what they can get there.
Okay. Again, we're the Possibility Coaches. Our website is possibilitycoaches.com, and we do have a gift for you there, which is 8 tools to create more success and happiness in your life. We're also at forgivenessteam.com, where you can listen to our live interviews pertaining to forgiveness.
All righty. Let's see if I have anything else that I can add to. So in ending this interview, I would leave my audience, and I would want you to agree with me that forgiveness is one of the number one things that you can do in your life to make your life immediately better. Because if you hold grudges, they, first of all, you lose friendships over it. Second of all, you eat yourself alive, keeping it inside of you, and you don't learn the important lessons of what forgiveness allows you to learn. Is that correct?
That's correct. And what John and I would like to finish with is just to let you know that forgiveness is the bridge that takes us away from fear to a place of love. And that's our philosophy.
It's the bridge that takes you away from fear to a place,
of love.
Well put. Great way to end this talk.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lloyd.
Oh, I appreciate you guys coming on. I, for one, did download your gift, and I just haven't had a minute to listen to it, but I have downloaded it, so I will be listening to it. And I just wanted to mention you do have a book out called Living an Inspired, Empowered, and Joy-Filled Life, 365 Daily Tips to Get You There, which I would suggest for anybody who is interested in at least trying to work towards changing themselves that they pick up a copy and listen to what John and Chris have to say, because they're a wealth of information, and you can only better yourself if you want to change. Because I don't know of anybody who would want to change for the worse.
So true.
Absolutely. It's easy to change for the better.
It's a lot better. It's a lot healthier, and I can tell you that because I lived that situation. So, so don't be strangers. Give me a call. Come back on whenever you want. And
Sounds great, bud.
Yeah. You take care.
All right.
That was John Satin and Chris Tate, the Possibility Coaches. And we'll be right back after these messages with our second guest.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Life's Issues. If you are just joining us and you want to talk to my second guest, you can dial 347-989-1363, press the number 1, and you'll be put into the queue to ask my guest a question. My second guest goes by the name of The Love Coach, L-U-V-C-O-A-C-H. He has been a 38-year self-study on several different philosophies about life. He began his career in radio in the early 90s, hosting and producing the radio show Love Works with Bruce Starr and television shows on relationships in South Florida and L.A. In 1993, he became the original Love Coach on AOL, if anybody knows about that, when he learned about American Online, and they only had 300,000 members. He opened a room on AOL and called Relationship Coaching, and over a 10-year period had 6,000 intimate, detailed, and documented conversations with people across the country. I'd like to bring in my second guest, Bruce Starr. Bruce, how are you today?
Hey, Lloyd. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. I always, you know, anything that someone can better their lives with love and you can share it with us, that'd be great. Now, so in 1993, AOL comes around. You got on. You saw what the ability of AOL was, and you started a chat room called Relationship Coaching. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was really one of the most interesting times of my life because I had been in the entertainment industry before that, and I went out to see a TV producer friend of mine, and he said, "What are you doing now?" I said, I'm really doing what my heart really has me to do, and I'm working, teaching about relationships. I've been on studying them, and I'm sharing. And what's interesting about this producer was a TV producer of The Love Boat and Love Connection, which is really interesting. And he told me about America Online. I said, "Wow, that sounds really interesting. I never heard of it." So when I went home, back to South Florida, I started opening up this room, and it's, scared me to death that people would actually come into a room called relationship coaching and start telling me their life story. I couldn't wait for that to happen, but scared to death at the same time. And, of course, the first person that came into the room had probably the most outrageous, scary story that I'd heard maybe for the next 5 years. But I went there to help people. But what really kind of shocked me was with my patience of listening to people tell their story, I was amazed what I was learning from average, everyday people who were dealing with broken hearts, who were dealing with pain in their relationships, I love listening to for a few minutes there with the guest from your last show about forgiveness. People were having a really tough time with forgiveness, and when you have a tough time with forgiveness, it just means that you're holding on dearly to that very negative event that you have in your life. And so after listening to thousands of conversations, I realized that I was learning things about people that I didn't see in any other books. I went looking for it, couldn't find it. And finally I said to myself, gosh, I've got to write this book because I don't see it anywhere. And very basically, the concept is this, Lloyd, that you and I and, you know, a lot of, you know, the vast majority of people probably fell in love, had a first love, how great that was, how good that felt, when we were 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, whatever it was. But if we got our hearts broken, if someone broke up with us, it was devastating. And I remember how devastated I was when my first love broke up with me. I mean, you can still feel the pain even now. And what I realized after listening to story after story after story, people stopped looking for relationships with their hearts and started figuring out with their heads who would be the best deal for them. If it was a girl, stereotypically, who had the best finances for them to be able to offer their body? And stereotypically for guys, who had the best body and beauty for them to share their life with? And that's where I got the name Body Traders. And the name of my book that I eventually wrote is called Body Traders, which is a glorified name for game players or horse trading. So it's Body Traders and then transforming back from player to lover. I learned so much from that room on America Online, and it's become the basis of everything that I share with people ever since.
So let me ask you a question. I'm sitting here listening to you, listen to these thousands and thousands and thousands of people, and you've heard some wild, crazy stories about love and relationships. Has there ever been a situation where you're on AOL, you're talking in the chat room, and you're saying to as you're reading this and as you're digesting it, you're saying to yourself, wow, this person needs more help than I can give them? You absolutely have to go see a counselor, or you need to do this because you're deeper into it than I can even help you with?
You know, that did happen a few times, but really, if it was only, out of all those conversations, it was only a handful of times, and not because I couldn't help them, because, again, just like the person who you just had on right now, that person was not working about forgiveness in an intellectual way. Forgiveness is a matter of the heart. It's a matter of letting go of anger and bitterness for you. See, that's the big change. It's letting go of anger and bitterness for you, not to let the other person off the hook. So if someone absolutely refused the information I was giving them and kept firing back at me, problem after problem after problem, and I know I could help each and every problem, but if they kept firing back at me, insisting how special and different they were, which means They were in their ego so deeply that they weren't, even though they came into the room for help, they were like a lot of other people who thought to themselves, nobody can help me. Nobody can help me with, there's no such thing as love anymore. That's something. So, yes, it did happen, but only when someone's ego was so huge and so dark that they just refused any help that I was giving them.
And there are people like that, I must say, that, you know, because I was like that at one time, too. It was like, I don't care what you're telling me. It ain't going to help me. I'm not looking to get your help because it's not going to help me. So why are I even talking to you? You know, and that's, you know, but that's, would you say that's coming from people who are in their teens and young 20s, or is that coming from people who are in their 50s and 40s and 50s?
You know, that's a very, very good question. I have certainly noticed that the younger generation of people, just like when we were younger, Lloyd, we just really weren't open to other people's ideas and concepts. We kind of thought we knew it all. And right now, I think that the way they go about life is very, very different than the way we went about it, because we didn't have computers back then. We didn't date over computers. We didn't get to know people over computers. But it's the degree of your ego that speaks up. If you are now, people that have a lot of money, they have a lot of financial success, they have power success. I was in the entertainment industry out in Los Angeles for 10 years. Boy, you want to see some huge egos. Now, those people, they absolutely have no room to allow any other person to appear smarter than them, more intelligent than them, more gifted than them, more talented than them. They absolutely could not allow that. Their egos would battle every inch of the way so that it didn't appear that someone else was smarter, better, more successful than them. So, yes, it has to do with age. And when I have my webinars and my live events that I'm going to be doing in different cities, I know that the people who are going to be coming to those events are people that have been beat up already, and I don't mean physically. People that have been beat up by terrible relationships, cold-hearted relationships, relationships based on body trading, choosing someone for what they have rather than for their kindness, for their warmth. And there will come a time, and it seems like the older people get, the more they finally say to themselves, oh, my God, this just hurts so much. There must be a better way. So they have to have that turning point like you had where they said to themselves, it can't be this bad. It can't be this awful. And then they have to be able to make that turn and say to themselves, boy, I really need help. And that's when they have to fight their ego, because their ego says, get out of here. Don't ask anybody for help. Stay where you are. You know what they say about ego stands for? Edging God out. The
Absolutely.
Bigger your ego, the more you're edging God out of your life. So it has more to do with bigness of the ego than anything else.
So tell me a little bit about your webinars. How often do you have them? Like, you have Body Trader Academy and your Matchmaker Society. Tell me a little bit about those and what's involved doing them and where you're going to have them and how much they cost and stuff like that.
Yes. I started two this last month, and those are closed off already because I've been gone through a few weeks of those already. And everybody that's taken those, they're asking me, when am I going to do my next one? Because either they want to do it again. And anybody that takes a webinar, they're welcome to take it again. But so I'm going to start the webinars again in July. Now, the webinars are right from your own home, and I'm going to be going through many, many of the things that I learned during those 10 years and sharing it with everybody for the first time in a public forum. And eventually, after enough people have done the webinars. I'm going to start doing live events in different cities around the country where I'm finding that there's a lot of people who want to be a part of the open heart movement. That's what my work is all about. I've committed the rest of my life to help anyone open up their hearts, not for any other reason, but to help them, to help them find love. Now, the thing is, when people say, help them find love, I'm going to be talking to people about not looking for the same kind of love that they had when they were 18, 20, 25, hot, sexual, passionate. No. If you're 40, 50, 55 years old, 35 years old, you need to be looking for different things in your relationship. So in Body Traders Academy, the reason I came up with it, because everyone is going about their relationships incorrectly, wrongly, as body traders. It seems like there's an entire generation, masses, hundreds of millions of people pursuing relationships as body traders, thinking about relationships rather than feeling about them. You know what? There's plenty of body trader relationships that look like they work. A guy looks at a girl and says, hey, you're sexy enough. I want to be with you. A girl looks at a guy and says, hey, you've got enough finances for me. You live in the right house in the right neighborhood. You have a boat. You drive the right car. You're good for me. It looks like it's just fine on paper. But here's the problem, Roy, and this is huge. People need to hear this. When people pick relationships with their minds, what they think, minds change. Hearts don't. Remember, when we fell in love and had that first love, our minds did not change. Most people feel the same way today, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years later than they did with their first love. Thinkers, body traders, are into trading up. They change their minds. Women know that a guy, if he meets someone sexier and prettier, he can just dump her. A guy knows that if he was picked because of his finances, if she finds someone richer, she can dump him. And that's a relationship based on fear. And where there's fear, there's no love. And where there's fear, there's anguish and anxiety all the time in that relationship, in those relationships, because of the fear of people in them changing their mind. It doesn't work. It never will work, even though it looks like it might work on paper. Only love works. And that's what I'm here. I'm a little bit ahead of my time, Lloyd, because there's not enough people right now who are in tremendous pain from their relationships, and it's hard to find them. I hope that they're listening to this show and they contact me at Love Coach, LUVCoach@AOL.com, LUVCoach@AOL.com. If you want to be a part of the open heart movement where I'm going to introduce you as a matchmaker, I can introduce you to other people who also are opening up their hearts to love and want love in their lives. Love is all there is. We were born pure love. We grew up with pure love, and love is all there is. Everything else that's in our lives, all this chasing money and chasing power and chasing drugs and drug addiction, it's all made up by our ego, and it's driving us up blind alleys, I'm sorry to say.
Let me ask you this question, which has to do with opening our hearts. Wouldn't you say that if you succeed at this, that you're not just opening up hearts towards love, but by opening up hearts, you're also making the world generally a better place to live? Because since the 60s, I would say that our society has changed to such a point where our hearts have been closed or shrunk and are looking for love in the true way, as you explained, love should be looked for, has not happened. And that's why our divorce rate has gone up to 50%. So I'm saying you would probably be opening up our hearts to a better world also, besides just a relationship part.
Absolutely 100% correct. It's not just about opening your heart to romance, not just about romantic love. It's opening up your heart so you feel better. So you have your vibration rises, your self-esteem rises. When you're beating yourself up, when you're in your ego, it's a false self-esteem. When you open up your heart, you feel better. The world looks like a better place. Self-esteem rises, your self-image rises, and guess what? After you've done that, you're feeling better about yourself and you're still single, guess what? You're going to attract, for the first time, other high vibrational people who look at you and admire you and say, wow, that's an interesting person. She is having a great time in life. He looks like a really cool guy. I want to get to know them. I want to get to know him. And that's how, by not just keeping your eye on romance and sexuality and relationships, do it. Raise your vibration for you. And imagine, Lloyd, that in a world, if we could just reach a few people at a time to change their mind and not hate and not resent, and they start treating people differently with love and kindness, and they start treating people differently with love and kindness, all of a sudden that world that you're talking about starts to change back from where it is right now.
And I would have to say we definitely have to change it at some point, because we can't keep going the way we're going, at least in my opinion.
I agree.
Yeah, it's just, and what you were saying earlier about meeting a woman for the right reason instead of their body or whatever is absolutely true, because I've been divorced twice, and the second time was quite hard for me because I didn't want to get divorced. She decided that she married me at 49 and decided at 62, 64, she didn't want to be married anymore. So there is a perfect example of what you were talking about earlier in terms of dating me and marrying me with her mind instead of her heart, because if she did for her heart, we'd still be together.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So your advice is well put, and I think that, again, such as my first guests, if people would listen to you and your advice, you know, a lot of people I know in this world, they don't want to be involved with love because they don't want to be hurt. They've been hurt once, twice, maybe three times. I mean, look at these people who get married for 7, 8 times and then finally decide they're so old they're not going to get married again. I mean, if they had learned the right way of doing stuff the first time, they may have never gotten married the other 7 times.
Yeah, I mean, I guarantee you, Lloyd, that they're making choices with their heads, not with you. You don't fall in love 8 times in your life. I mean, it just doesn't happen. You're lucky if you fall in love once and twice. Well, that would be spectacular. After that, you're making deals. After that, you're negotiating what would be best for you. And again, I'm in so much awareness of all the pain that people are in. That's why I started doing this Body Traders Academies, because you know what? I could be doing a million other things that would be a lot easier and make money at it and this and that, but my heart is into, I just can't buy a piece of jewelry and resell it or be a salesman anymore. I can't do it, because this information that I have in my head, I'm hearing, you've got to help the world, and this is what I'm dedicated to doing. If people, I want to make an offer to your audience, Lloyd. I'm having such a good time on the show, and you know, this has been so great, and I'm so glad that we're on the same page. I would like to offer anyone listening to this show, if you email me at lovecoach, L-U-V, coach at AOL.com, and you tell me you were listening to the show, I would be glad to offer you either a free 15-minute consultation, one-on-one consultation with me, or I'd be glad to send you a report on one of many subjects, and you can even tell me which one you want it to be on. It could be on forgiveness. It could be on rejection. It could be on jealousy. Whatever you want, just send me an email, lovecoach at AOL.com. Let me know that you heard us, and I'd be glad to work with you.
That sounds like a great offer, and I hope that my listeners are listening enough that they pick that up and will go to your website and email you and definitely help you out that way and help themselves out that way, because that's what you're here for. I totally have to agree with you on that. We could be doing a lot of other things that would be a lot easier, but you're not with your heart, which I know you're doing this with, and I know I'm doing this with my heart, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing on a daily basis. So on that note, go ahead and give my audience the information as to where they can find your website and stuff, and we're going to say thank you in a minute.
Okay, lovecoach.net, L-U-V-coach.net. You can also go to bodytraders.com, bodytraders.com. You can learn all much more about the concept of body traders. You can get on my mailing list. You can get on. You can tell me that you want to be in the next Body Traders Academy webinar that you can take right from your own home. It's 189, 5 weeks of classes, and I guarantee you that by the time you're done with those 5 weeks, you will become your own best love coach. You won't be loaded with fears and anxieties. I'm going to help you release all of those. I'm going to help you release all the negative ways that you've been approaching relationships, and I'm going to teach you. You're going to learn to put together a firm foundation based upon love, where you don't have to, you can go out into the world and you'll know if someone's a player. I'll teach you how to tell a player from a lover. You won't have to worry about falling for a player. You'll be able to pick them out in a second. Let me help you. Contact me. Let me help you. If you want to get into the body traders movement, you want to do that in your town, whether you're in Chicago or Atlanta, wherever you are, let's talk about having an event in your town for people that want to be a part of the open heart movement.
Bruce, it's been a very fun half hour.
Great to be here with you, Lloyd. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're quite welcome, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you. I appreciate
All right.
it. Take care.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. Thank you. That was Bruce Starr, or as he goes by, the Love Coach. Fun-filled half hour of talking about what makes it true love versus being a player. Our first guests were the Possibility Coaches, giving you a better way to live so you can go through life with a positive attitude instead of a negative attitude. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Welcome back to Life's Issues. That is it for another week with our guests teaching us about life's issues and how to be better at them. Remember, you are one person in this world, but you may be the world to one person. You never know who you're going to meet. You never know where you're going to be, and you never know who really, truly needs you at that moment. Until next week, have a great weekend. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend, and we'll see you next Friday. Take care.
You have been listening to Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.